When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1909. What MacGyver Can Teach Us About Plan B. Part 1 by Steve Kamm of NerdFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. And always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Don't forget, we have a bunch of shows narrating blogs. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate. So whenever that happens, I'll read the first half today and then finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get to it as we optimize your life. What MacGyver Can Teach Us About Plan B. Part 1 by Steve Kamm of NerdFitness.com. You are MacGyver. You've been instructed by the Phoenix Foundation to infiltrate some building, probably full of children, without causing a panic, find a bomb buried deep in the basement somewhere, and defuse that sucker before it has a chance to detonate. You have everything all planned out, down to the tiniest detail, and you're ready to roll. Get into the building and track down the bomb. Wait. There's less time remaining than you had anticipated, and it has a different wiring system than anything you've ever seen before. Oh well, those kids had a good run, right? Time to go home. F that. You're Angus freaking MacGyver. Yeah, Angus is his first name. You run your hand through your awesome mullet, quickly assess the updated situation, and then immediately move into Plan B. You grab a piece of chewing gum, a plastic drinking straw, 2 rubber bands, 3 paper clips, and fashion a bomb-diffusing mechanism. Less time on the clock simply means a slightly smaller margin for error. Of course, your backup plan works and the crisis is averted. Mission success. Guys like MacGyver, James Bond, Jason Bourne, and Jack Bauer thrive on Plan Bs. It's their success in smoothly switching gears to these other plans that always keeps them one step ahead of death. Now, if these action heroes always have backup plans for the most dangerous of situations, why don't you have one for getting healthy? Only having a plan A sucks. I know far too many one-trick ponies when it comes to being healthy. As soon as one thing goes wrong, these folks either freak out or use the excuse that now I can't do my workout, so I'll just skip it. Or they don't have any healthy food I like at this restaurant, so I'm just going to eat whatever. How about this one? I used to run every day, but then we had a few days of bad weather where I couldn't go outside. And now I just can't find the momentum and motivation to get back into it. As The Legend of Zelda taught us, momentum can be a powerful thing, whether it's working with you or against you. When you have a specific plan to follow for your diet and exercise, you have to anticipate days of bad weather, afternoons where the gym is overcrowded, and nights out with your friends where the meal choices are less than optimal. Here's how to MacGyver, yeah, it's a verb, your own plan B for a few situations that have been known to derail many a success story. Working out in a gym. Working out in a commercial gym can be tough, but for many of us, it's our opportunity to lift weights. Let's say you're headed to your favorite gym, ready to do a full workout of squats, bench presses, pull-ups, and planks. Use only free weights and your body weight because you're smart and you know that weight machines are the devil. One problem. You get over to the squat rack and some juice head is using it to do 14 sets of bicep curls. You then try the bench press, and that's been taken over by two idiots who spend 15 minutes talking between sets. The pull-up bar is in use, and the mat where you would normally do your planks has been infested by a crowd of folks doing 500 crunches, who are unfortunately clueless that it's their diet that's keeping them from a flat stomach. In these situations, ask yourself, WWMD, what would MacGyver do? This is a situation I would often run into whenever working out during the busy hours. Sure, my plan B didn't produce exactly the same results as plan A for the day, but it would allow me to finish my workout on time, the same muscles would be exercised, and I'd be home in time to watch more episodes of Arrested Development. Here are the changes I would make. Can't do squats? Pick up a set of heavy dumbbells and do weighted lunges. These are brutal. Can't even get to the dumbbells? Do overhead squats, one-legged squats, jump squats, you get the idea. Can't bench press? Fine, find a flat bench, pick up a set of dumbbells, and use them to do heavy presses that way. And not wussy, way too easy presses either. Grab dumbbells that will be challenging for you to finish a full set. No dumbbells? Go with dips. No room for dips? How about decline push-ups? Can't do pull-ups? What about inverted rows? Bent over dumbbell rows? Are there other pieces of equipment in the gym that allow you to do pull-ups on them? Use those. No room for planks, which I doubt. Do full motion crunches on an exercise ball, or make it a point to do your planks when you get home from the gym before you shower. Every exercise has dozens of alternatives. Rather than waiting around for the perfect equipment in a busy afternoon at the gym, why not make a few adjustments, track your results, and still walk out of that gym on time, drenched in sweat, knowing that your plan B kicked to be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, What MacGyver Can Teach Us About Plan B by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I always had a plan B going into the gym because I knew no matter what time I go, off hours, on hours, busiest time, slowest time, the exercises that I want to do, somebody's going to be using that equipment. It never failed. So seriously, I always had a backup workout in mind. What I would actually do is I'd walk into the gym. As I walked in, I would kind of look around, do an assessment. How many people are there? Is there anybody near the machines I want to use? And then I would do my light warm-up. And as I was doing my warm-up, again, just kind of keep my eye on who's using what. Do I have a chance of getting in my deadlifts or my squats, or should I just forget it? And I would think about my plan B. And there were so many times I ended up using my plan B. If I made the time to pack my gym bag in the morning, drive myself over to the gym, have all of my personal care products for my shower afterwards, and then drive back, I'm going to get in a workout and it better be a good one because I spent all of this time preparing for it. So yes, having a plan B workout is a great idea. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening today and every day. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.